I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus, he's responsible for filming. He chimes in when we need him. We've also got Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit. He edits. Charlie, who fact checks. And oh, the girl I'm getting to know is over here pulling the finger at me as well. Just pulling the finger. Anyway.
Oh, right.
Is
that a euphemism?
No, it's not. Oh. No language that we use, that's for sure. You're probably right. But actually, sort of semi hard launched her on the chalk page the other day, didn't we? And still got lots of comments saying, does Lee know that girl yet? I mean, there's a lot to know.
True.
From all reports. Other people have said that wasn't awkward at least.
Oh, yeah.
I'm too late to leave if you want that.
All right, I'll see you later.
Okay. You're probably right by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. I wanted to let you know, first of all, the Wade Seckham phone call from last episode, It was asking me to play, well, telling me, not asking me to play, telling me you've been selected in the second 11 game for this week. So I'm playing that. Came straight from cricket.
Congrats.
You're saying it like you didn't know, but you knew because you worked all day without me today.
We discussed it literally at length last week.
That's what that was all about.
For anyone wondering, I took a masterful two catches.
Those buys aren't going to let themselves through, are they?
Eight buys, unfortunately. New gloves that Jimmy gave me, unfortunately. Nah, two catches. Probably changed the game. Belters.
Yeah.
Couple of two-handers.
Put plenty of lunch, I'm imagining, as well.
Oh, debacle of a lunch, unfortunately. I'm sure they're wonderful people, the caterers, but I just unfortunately chose chicken over beef, which was no good.
What would you blokes have chosen?
I would have chosen neither, and I'd probably be starving.
Okay.
There was bread rolls as well, Skin. We also went down to Sydney last week, I think, and we didn't do the marathon, but congratulations to all the people that did. I know Darth
Thank
from
you.
Bloody Brilliant Piss, you did not do it. I'm sure. You've never done one. I don't even know. We went down there for the Sydney Marathon. And we would our like ticket, as in the live podcast that we did, was first time advice advice for first time marathon runners. And Gody's sitting on the panel,
pointing my fingers and telling people what to do. Obviously,
this bloke couldn't run out of sight in a dark night.
Well, I certainly didn't run between wickets.
So that was interesting. But I think the story that I liked the most from the trip, and we get this a little bit actually, I do personally. I don't know if you guys do have this experience as well, but Skim, we've definitely been in positions where people have come up to us, which is wonderful, all the chockies out there, and do continue to come up to us and say hello, but they sort of come up and go like, hey guys, you're a big, massive fan of the podcast. Like it's, what's it called? Like, do those ones, like click their fingers, you know, that the podcast, like,
we know it's on our hats.
But often people would come up and be like, yeah. So we had one during the week where it's like that, like, boys, I love your podcast. We eat the chocolates.
Close. Thanks for trying.
We do too, but that's not what it's called.
That's all right. I just wonder, we get some rare ones, I reckon. Yeah. Boys, your podcast is that good. What is it? We eat the broccoli. Very, very unusual. I mean, the names, it's four words. Yeah, it's hard.
It is our own fault for putting so many syllables.
That is true.
Yeah.
I actually got semi-recognized on the plane too, but I thought I did on the way down there. So I had a hat with a company on there, like a place anyway. And I walked onto the plane and like the flight attendant like was like, oh, and like pointed at me. And I'm like, oh, it started finally. I'm getting recognized for my work at this point. Goes,
yes.
My cousin's the manager of that company. Do you know Tom? He's like, oh, no.
About the hat you were wearing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I don't.
Can you start wearing We Got the Chocolate Snacks?
Oh, well.
That's not semi-recognized.
I got semi-recognized by that.
By that, I mean, his name was Graham.
Oh, and then Skin, we made a major effort because we went down on Thursday.
Yeah, good
God. We went down on Thursday. We recorded the podcast on Friday. We booked the latest possible flight home on Friday night. So we got home back to Brisbane. I drove to the Sunshine Coast to play cricket the next day. That's not as exciting of a story. Skin, talk everyone through how you're.
Yeah. Fuck me, Skin. Oh, mate.
Yeah. Not ideal. Yeah. So the marathon's on the Sunday, but they were like, no, if you've done the podcast on the Friday, we don't really need you over the weekend. So we're like, okay, well, sweet. I'll go try and fit in a game of cricket then. Why not? So yeah, flew back, as you said, like late as Friday night. And also all day Friday, I'd spent a good chunk of our lunch on Friday trying to work out how to register for the cricket season, which I hadn't done yet. And
it's cost him genuinely an arm and a leg to play.
You did. Yeah. You were on the phone for hours.
Oh, mate.
I couldn't figure out how to get the coupon code that was meant, so I ended up paying like an extra $100 for the season. So that was good.
He's a 10-year tiger. He's like, gets his loyalty program like discounted. He spent five and a half hours trying to get
him $2,500.
In the end, they're just like, mate, just pay double you.
So I've gone through all of that. I've rocked up on the Saturday morning out to North, and it's just like pristine day for batting. It's like hot. The deck just looks lovely. It's all, everything's like good to go. I'm so excited for a massive day. I'm going to pile on the runs. Walk out there at number five, get a golden duck.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, well. I hate to say I told you so.
Because the whole time Goaty spat is like, we could have stayed in Sydney and had a great time. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Here's a better idea. Don't register and quit.
Actually, I said that. While I was on the phone, like, you were like organising stuff. I was like, what are you doing? I'm registering for cricket. I was like, what are you doing that for? That's a fucking ridiculous idea.
Change your flight. Don't register. Quit.
Just
quit. Changing our flight also costs $600.
Yeah. Yeah, but less than cricket.
That's true.
That is true. And also I should have probably got the audio, but as we were going back on the plane, we heard that the Triple M guys in the Friday footy huddle played some of our podcast.
Talking, you're joking.
Yeah, genuine. Talking. I can show it to you later. Talking about Mark Howie.
And the audio recording as well.
You know when we talked about meeting Howie? We didn't really meet him, but we saw him from afar.
Yeah.
And admired. And they played our audio saying, you know, he's good.
No, expecting a call soon then, I guess.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that. And then at the end, it's like the part where I said, he's tall. Like, you know, you can get photos taken with tall people, but he was way taller than I thought. And they were like, he's not tall at all. But like, they're also, sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say they haven't taken into account how not tall you are, essentially.
I think, what do I sit at? Maybe one. On my driver's license, it says 171, and I definitely don't think I'm that tall. Sorry to the Department of Transport. I'm going to change my address as well.
My name's also Riley.
But yeah, I thought he was tall. And I'd confirmed with the cricket boys, they thought he was tall. Yeah. It's just the AFL players that don't think he is.
They're not massive. Like, 6 foot seven.
He was taller than I was expecting. I agreed with you.
Oh, thank you, Skin. Much appreciated.
Anyway,
let's move on to Joke of the Week. Now, Skin, you've been fully in charge because obviously I was playing Queensland Second 11. Yeah. Told you about that before. So
understood.
You had to get on the tools. I actually used a day of annual leave today.
Nice.
Did you?
Mm. A boss is a bit of a flog. Skin over there.
Skin over there. Doesn't mention a word I say in phone calls either, honestly.
Shut up.
Oh, mate. Well, we've had a mayor today, don't worry.
You can fill us in. Probably off the podcast.
Mate, off, yeah.
I think it's been a well-oiled machine, if I may so say myself. And we've had a joke sent in on the chalk line from Cara.
Who?
Cara.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was by the truck.
Here we go.
Hi, guys. I've got a joke for you. Two cowboys are lost in the desert. One cowboy spots a tree that's draped in bacon. A bacon tree! We're saved, he says. He makes a run for the tree and gets shot up with bullets. It wasn't a bacon tree. It was a ham bush.
Not bad.
It's so weird that at the start she said, I've got one Mikus will like.
Very tasty joke, wasn't it?
Yeah, she definitely said that. I heard it. Mikus, did you hear it?
No.
I did not hear that.
Must have had bacon in your ears. Yeah.
Don't get bacon in his heart, mate, for God's sake.
Next.
Oh, yep. Next one. We have also got a written one as well, I assume, Skin.
Yes, correct. Next is a written one. Comes from Gilo? Gilo? Gilo?
Holy heck. Oh, three people said this.
I don't know how to pronounce it. G-I-L-O. I apologize. I'm sorry. But it is a good joke. Did you hear about the Italian chef with a terminal illness? He passed away.
That makes sense.
Nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doctor, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. The doctors can only do so much. Now he's just a pizza history.
Oh, no, nice. Gosh. Very good.
Penny more.
Good. That's Fusilia, be honest.
That was by Lilo and Stitch, wasn't it? Jilo and Stitch. Yeah. Nice. Well, thank you very much. That's Joke of the Week, and it is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. You said you won't have one, Mikus.
Yeah, well.
It was just looking at me in the eye. Need something to wash it down.
Bacon in the ears really got to him. All right. Skin, I think I'm also throwing to you for a give you a listening to from Penis.
Nope, that would be Dennis.
That's a D, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Dennis. Penis the Menace.
Yeah, we have. Obviously received quite a few emails and things sent in via our website this week. Mm-hmm. And I was going through them, getting Joke of the Week and whatnot, and stumbled across this from Dennis. This is a massive coincidence that's going to blow your minds.
Okay.
Oh, that's a big way to start.
Yeah, right. It's really hooked me. Yeah. A buddy and I bought the Lucky 27 shirts, and a coworker asked us what they were all about. So we explained the whole saga that led to it. He said that it's a major coincidence because a very famous Belgian football player, Philippe Albert, who's an ex-Newcastle player, played his career with number 27 on his back.
Wow. That's loose.
So he had a shirt with P.Albert and the number 27 on it years ago, making him the original wearer.
Should we send Philippe Albert one?
I think we're idiots if we don't.
Yeah. They also sold out.
On the fact we don't have any.
Can you guys do anything right?
Sell less shirts.
You sell less
just
shirts.
One less
just
shirt.
Just in case Philippe.
Hey, tell you what, no, Philippe can have mine.
So, yeah, there you go. Not bad.
That actually is mind-blowing. Well done to Philippe for wearing that. Thanks very much for whoever brought that to our attention. Who was that, Skin?
Dennis.
Dennis. He probably needs a POG.
Okay.
Dennis, are you happy to take note of that? Someone?
Yeah, right. I'll try and sort that out.
Someone that's more useful than us. There's three of you here. Okay. Excellent. And let's move on to must or dust.
Is this must or dust? Is this must or dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this must or dust?
Fortunately, says it won't take too long, but it's the longest jingle.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done this in a while, have we?
Must or dust? No, we haven't, unfortunately. But we're doing it tonight, which is great. The idea with must or dust, it's a rating system and a basis for an argument to work out whether a person, place, or thing is a must, meaning good, or a dust, meaning bad. I believe there's actually one from Brad, the Chalky. Mm-hmm.
Yes, got sent into us.
Nice. I like it when you the Chalkies give us must or dust.
You know what I also love? Now that Skin's taking control of this topic. Brad, just subtly, is in bold, so we know that Brad sent it. That is just attention to detail. Yeah. That is
absolute game changer, mate.
You are just a fucking stickler for details, aren't you?
Can someone cut up that last 15 seconds for a social media video?
I thought you meant to cut it out.
That's just podcasting, just 101.
Oh, yeah, well, honestly, I know exactly who said that, and it's Steve.
Come on, Skin, you're giving us a Brad reputation here.
Okay,
this is your bread and butter, that is.
Okay, we're done. Hurry up.
Where are we going to keep going? Fucking rush.
We're going to keep going. Because you know we'll keep going. That's the problem.
Yeah. Remember, Skin, there are no Brad puns. That's for sure.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter.
Okay, it fucking matters. Now, shut up. Okay, Brad's mustard dust. Beeping the car horn when saying goodbye to people when you've literally just used your words to say goodbye to them.
Oh, I love that because I've never thought about it and I definitely do it, but I think it's actually dust.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's exactly right. I've never considered
it. Same as you. I reckon, like, I do it. I don't.
But we should.
I'm not happy with
now
myself.
Now that I realize we should, there's no reason to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do it out of habit next time, and I'm going to remember Bold Brad, and I'm going to be like,
I'll do it when I leave tonight. I'll do it when I leave tonight.
Yeah, do it.
I'll wake all the neighbors up at 11:30 when we're done.
In general, I think use of car horn is actually pretty dusty. Like, I would never use it.
It's the national anthem of Sydney, I reckon.
Oh, seriously. Yeah,
mate, honestly, like that bloke's a kilometre away and he's getting beeped, I reckon.
Well, I was about to ask you, mate, what's the minimum amount of time that needs to have elapsed before you beep the horn at someone at like a red light?
Five seconds.
Less than that.
Three seconds.
Three seconds.
They probably just
blow. Remember that you got to count to Mississippi's as well.
Okay, well, I probably won't do it now. Take a long time. Yeah. Well, no, probably take a long time.
Genuinely, the other day, like, I was second in line. There was a guy behind me, and the poor person that was at the front, like, if they were driving a manual car, they genuinely wouldn't have had time to move it from neutral to one, and they were getting beeped already.
Oh, that hurts. Like,
that's a bit stiff.
Well, you shouldn't do that to the mate, obviously.
Yeah, so car horn, generally, mine doesn't get used.
Yeah, no, neither. But also my reaction time's just too slow. That's probably another part of the reason. So many times I'll drive like, I wish I honked.
Because I really wish I got up you.
So God, fair. You're a bastard.
That guy just cut me off. I should beep him. Oh, shit, he's gone.
He's already parked.
No, it's all right then. Who's getting us started with their own?
I'm happy to start
you
us off. My first one,
coaster on my beer, which is good.
That was a weird place for it. That should be under your beer.
I think Cody might have something to do with that.
Okay, nice. My first one, slow cookers.
Must.
Dust. Mainly just because I don't use them.
Okay. Mikas?
Do you cook?
Slowly.
You should try these then.
This is going to change your life.
That's why I can't have a slow cooker.
Actually, you know what? I'm staggy. You don't have one, obviously. You two have probably got a sponsorship by them. Fucking hell.
Yeah, no, well,
Can I change?
Must. Bring them all in the Rebels.
No, I have to say dust because I've got one and never use it. I don't.
That's because
really
they're used for meat mainly.
Oh, right. That might be it.
Dust. Okay.
No, must. Absolute must. Okay. A pressure cooker is better, but slow cooker is good.
What's a pressure cooker?
It does what a slow cooker does in 45 minutes.
Oh, I just thought it was me when...
Well, I thought it was that jingle for taking on Go-D, obviously.
Yeah, pressure. Yeah, cooker. No. Oh, yeah, slow cooker. All I don't use it often.
Yeah,
I don't have one, so that would make it tough to use.
That would make it. You go, I reckon. Or do you want me to go?
I can go.
I reckon someone go.
Again,
buying a house and then posting a photo of yourself in front of the sold sign on social media.
You see it a lot, so it can't be that dust, can it? But
that's
it also
fine.
Can possibly be a must. I mean, I don't need to see that photo.
Nah. Yeah, some people like it though.
So you like it,
no one else cares. It's dust.
That's fair.
It's dust.
It's cool for you, but right. No one else actually cares.
When we get a piece of real estate for the podcast, obviously, I think we should get a photo.
Must. Absolutely. We're not idiots.
Maybe we could just change it up.
Nicholas is a hypocrite, so we would do that.
Mm. But to change we could just face the sign the other way.
Yeah.
And just take it with the back of the sign.
Nice, absolutely. Or we'd just face backwards. All right. All right, I'll go one. Acai bowls. Acai bowls. Yeah. So you can tell where I stand on them.
I'm a dust for an ass.
I'm dust for an ass eyeball and an acai bowl.
No, I rate acai bowl.
Yeah, must. And I'm an absolute must.
Right, honestly. Yeah. $19 for fucking yogurt and nuts. Congratulations.
Oh, man, I'm happy to yogurt, is
happy
it?
To cop
isn't
overpriced.
It like berry bliss?
Oh, yeah, mate. It's a superfood.
No, okay.
But I actually can't have them because they're on the banned substance list. After those four modules I did last night before I played.
Dust.
Okay, I'm going must. I like them. What about team fines? You know how like in sporting teams where they do like the fines?
I think if they're run really well, must. If which they never are. If they're run poorly and like you're waiting for people to collect their fines like to the end of the year, dust.
Yeah.
It has to be done properly.
Okay. I think dust because it's always the same gags.
Yeah, it is
like,
true.
Like, red hair,
true.
$1.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It does get old very quickly, doesn't it?
It's like we've been doing this for the last 20 weeks.
Mm.
Yeah. I think dust.
Oh, I dyed my hair that week.
Yeah, Toad. No for me.
Yeah, no, I'd say Dust as well. I also haven't budgeted for $5 a week every time I play fucking cricket. I'm getting maxed out $5.
I've never really played team sport, so I don't really know. But I'm going to say Dust.
What about in the wedding industry?
Dust.
For example, if you're in like a fine system for the wedding industry, left your phone in the car prior to a wedding shoot, fine, worthy?
Probably, yeah, actually.
You would get a fine for that.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
Who's that?
Me again.
Was that yours? Sorry. All right, apologies. Yeah. Subtitles when watching movies.
Dust.
I used to be Dust, now Must.
Okay.
Hearing's getting worse.
Yeah. Dust. Become the same.
Dust. Annoying. You read them, not listen.
Actually, yeah, that's also true.
Nah. I think it's helped my knowledge of what's happening. Because there used to
you
be
just not in, pay attention.
No, but just in movies, there used to be. Like, I'd be like, "Oh, what happened there? What did you say?" And then
yeah,
it was heap. Like even watching movies that I've seen before now with subtitles on, I'm like, "Well, I didn't know they said that."
Yeah, actually, I'm just going to throw myself under the bus here. I feel for Eloise. I'd be terrible to watch movies with because I don't want subtitles because I don't want to read them. I want to watch people's facial expressions. But then when I don't hear something, I just rewind it and listen to it again.
Must.
You're a fuckwit.
Do you mean Skid or Migas?
Talking on your phone while doing a poo.
Dust.
We've already had this,
have we?
No, we had this last week. We had it in the game we played.
Yeah, this wasn't Must or Dust.
Oh, okay, apologies. Yeah.
Sorry,
mate.
It's Dust.
Yeah, Dust.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do it.
I can. Must. You're kidding.
You mean like actively. Okay, clear this up for me.
Text or call?
Call.
Done it and then you're just sitting there and then you take. Because if it's in the act of like actual pellets coming out, no chance.
Yeah. Nah. I don't know. Depends who I'm talking to. If I'm talking to any of you three, 100% I'll be chatting and drop a deuce.
So what? But, and then we're just going to be on the other end of the phone and go, hey, mate, what are you doing? Yeah. Just skimming some rocks.
What was that just dropped in the pool, mate?
You're a pig.
You are a pig. I think he's the worst bloke we've ever met.
That's absolutely fine. I think most people would agree with me. Well, most people not here.
Skid?
I'm Dust.
Yeah.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've heard someone say. Yeah. I think most people would agree with me.
Fucking hell. Well, we know what our potty poll is for the week.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now every now and then, we like to... that's all right, isn't it?
That's fine.
It's not the worst.
Play on.
We obviously not frequently enough. We like to present a friend of the show. I think the last time we did this was friend of the show number 27. So we haven't had one since. But we do now, we think. We have Reese.
So it should be number 28.
Yes. We have Reese joining us on the phone. I believe, Reese, have we got you there?
Yeah, I'm here, boys. I'm here.
Thank you very much for being here, mate. We appreciate it massively. And how late were we, Reese? Just as a quick update for everyone.
21 minutes. And as I mentioned to you on the pre-call, I've been sitting in my car for 21 minutes in my garage. It's 35 degrees today, and it is hotter than Satan's ball bag, if I can say that on your podcast. But
Cody says worse things quite frequently.
Yeah, mainly about when they're late as well, mate. Yep.
Yeah, how have we not sorted that out after this many apps? But apologies, mate.
A bit of context. about Reece. Reece has actually received a POG before, I think, and that was for a contribution around pulling us up on not calling Dave the Brit That Knows Jack Shit by his full name, thinking that people would get him confused for potentially maybe a different Dave that actually knows some shit, which we didn't want. Is that correct, Reece?
Can Dave hear this, or is he in the background elsewhere?
He actually can't hear. Yeah, he can only hear what we're saying, so he's got like this stupid grin on his face.
Can someone just translate to Dave that this isn't anything personal? I think one of the lines that I used in haste when I was crossing the road on my way to work was, Dave that knows fuck all. Can you someone just apologise for me, please? Because it's nothing personal against him. Just the knowledge of his home country. That's fine.
Listen, there's not often that I put my foot down with this much authority, but I'm absolutely not apologising to him for that. It was one of the great lines.
Yeah, what was I saying? Fuck that guy. It is personal. It is personal.
Reece, I think you're showing very quickly why you are getting a friend of the show bottle opener, that's for sure. Now, Reece, you actually did then go on to officially apply for a friend of the show card, which you can do at wegotthechocolates.com.au. Drop the www if you like, you don't need it. And Skin, I think you can provide some more sort of detail on the content that Reece provided there. This is actually what a very good application looks like, I would say. Of all the ones that I've scanned, which is thousands, this was top tier.
Okay, all right. Well, there you have it. He started by giving us we've only done this segment like once, really, doing a bit that your partner hates.
That's elite.
Great seg.
Great seg. Do it when Yanni gets back, I reckon.
You said when
I don't know if my wife would be too psyched about
it. I'll bring it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, this is what he's got. Every time I put the car in reverse, look in the rearview mirror, give it a slight adjustment, let out a big sigh and say, this takes me back. Then continue to reverse the car. That's good, yeah.
How did she respond?
Just to give some context on that, my missus and I have been together for 9 years now, and on any kind of road trip, whether you're just running down the shops, you would be surprised how often you put the car in reverse and how old that gets and how quickly it gets old. It is brilliant.
Okay.
Does she let you finish, Reece, or does she try and interrupt? Because I feel like when I do great bits that the girl I'm getting to know, you sicko, Mikas.
I don't see how that's my fault.
But the girl that I'm getting to know, when I do great bits, she tries to stop me from doing them and ruin my flow. And I just it's sort of a game of how persistent I am to make sure that I still get to the punchline.
I think persistence is key. I think as soon as you put it in reverse, she just goes, Reece, not this shit again. Just and then you persist and then you finish the bit. It's great. And we're married. I'd say happily married. We are legally married.
That's great to hear, mate. Congratulations.
Hope it's all going well for you, mate.
Yeah, we got a 7-month-year-old, 7-month-old daughter. Yeah, she's great. Legally in my custody. Great.
Perfect. That's really good.
Everything's great. Is that what you're saying?
Everything's
that
great.
Continues.
And if it's not, there's obviously other people you can talk to that probably aren't us.
Yeah. No, that's all just how you go, mate. Yeah, good, thanks.
Holy dooly.
Okay. Well, yeah, I really hope that's all good. And my mate moves on. We also asked for a busted a dust topic in this application. Reece, I really liked your dust. Waving to traffic controllers as you drive past after they literally just spun a lollipop 180 degrees whilst getting paid $80 an hour for their truck.
That is brilliant.
Is that true? Is that the average wage of
the
lollipop?
They must be on some... They must be on some good coin. They're standing out in 40-degree heat, in absolute, long sleeve, long pants. And I heard one of my mates works, I used to work in civil construction, and I heard that I was talking to one of the blokes having a yarn to him one day, and he said it's a 2 or 3 day course. And, no disrespect to the lollipop spinners out there. Honestly, I don't want to offend anyone. But for a 2 or 3 day course, I would love to have someone come on and break that down as to what that entails and how long you take for lunch.
Okay. Yeah. First 3 hour component, slow.
Did you guys go to that course again?
Second day, stop.
Second day, stop. All right. Any questions?
Back to the slow bit for a second.
Oh. That's actually so fair. I find myself, that's another thing. I find, same as that dust we had earlier in the night with the like car horn. Once you've said goodbye,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like you've literally said goodbye to people, and then you still toot your horn to say goodbye to them again.
That's right.
This is similar.
Yeah. Or can I throw another one in there? When you're crossing a zebra crossing, mm-hmm. I always feel the need to wave at the guy and like thank him for stopping. But like it's a fucking zebra crossing, like he has to stop.
Nah, you still wave.
You're a dick skin.
No, you are a dick. Have you been drinking?
He legally has to stop. Yeah. It's the law.
Yeah, I know, but they don't.
Why am I thanking him for not breaking the law?
You should try walking the road with kids, mate. Honestly, people drive like fucking 60k an hour and nearly hit children,
okay. I thank them, and that's more just because I've had some scary experiences on pedestrian crossing. With zebras. Zebras and crossings. And so I just thank people for not hitting me. Like, thanks very much. Okay. Appreciate it.
Yeah, gotcha.
But the thing is, when they stop at the zebra crossing, and it doesn't matter who it is, if you wave and thank them, what every driver that has to stop looks so fucking pissed off. Yeah, like you're inconveniencing them when they're just following the law.
Yeah, that is true.
I get pissed off too. I'm like, oh, come on, mate, you got to hurry up. But when you're on the other side of the coin, yeah.
No, I wave back. I'm too nice.
I mean, when you look at the law, it's pretty black and white, similar to zebra crossing.
Oh, good.
Now that is good gear, Reese.
Elite. Okay. And then you also gave us a favorite quote as part of your application. And yeah, I got the audio grab on a button. I just thought Mikus and Goaty would enjoy this.
Oh, great. I know exactly where this is going to be from then.
It won't last. Brothers and sisters are natural enemies, like Englishmen and Scots, or Welshmen and Scots, or Japanese and Scots, or Scots and other Scots. Damn Scots! They ruined Scotland!
You Scots sure are a contentious people.
You just made an enemy for life.
So I take it you're a Simpsons fan as well, mate.
Who is it?
Yeah, I was absolute diehard.
Yeah,
that's so good.
Okay, very fair. And then finally, mate, you've also given us a lyric substitution.
Is this one that you've sung? Is Reece sung?
Oh, yeah. Are you happy for us to play it? You give it a good nudge.
Look, the word happy is used very loosely. I mean, I've sent it to you, and I'm pretty sure in the terms and conditions it says you can play it whenever you want, so I guess you're going to do it anyway. If I say no, it's going to ruin this. Yeah. I mean, if I say no, it's going to throw off the segment, so I guess you can just go for it.
Okay.
Mm, all right. And I also like that pun you did there, Skin, where you said he did it recently. That was nice.
Oh, that was very deliberate.
Yes. All right, here you go. Lyric substitute, Skin.
I wanna kiss you all over.
Gotta be good.
And over and again. I wanna kiss you all over. Dun, dun, dun. Till the night closes, Skin. Till the night closes, Skin.
I made you.
Thanks, boys. Love you.
The vocal range.
I know, right? You really hit every note there.
Ray, is any backing track needed or anything?
No, look, there is no auto tune on that, believe it or not. But, my wife's actually a classically trained singer, and the fact that realistically, depending on the size of your audience, I've sang to a bigger audience than she has is something that I'm going to hold over her for the rest of her life.
Yeah, nice.
You didn't consider getting her to sing for you, maybe?
Well, considering I did that in my pantry at about 9 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I don't know what it is with you blokes in your show and making me do weird shit in random parts of my house, but you just seem to bring out the best in me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we market the podcast on. Hoping that it has that effect on people. Well, mate, you can add opening beers with your bottle opener in random places in your house to the list of things that you are going to do, because you are absolutely being awarded Friend of the Show, number 28. You can expect that sent out to you. We're better at it now. It's only, 1 to 2 business years, which is good.
Yeah.
You might get lucky in 9 months.
Yeah.
I ran some stats because I got an email from you boys about getting the POG, like getting that delivered.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I should clarify. Have you received your POG?
Do you know what? I got it today, and it was I walked inside after a long day at work, walked in, and I was just like, you know, you've got to be fucking joking, seeing as I was jumping on this tonight. But, and I counted from when I got the email and you said you were going to send it, 27 days to when it arrived at my doorstep.
Whoa.
That's not bad.
I'm kidding.
We did that on purpose.
This number is haunting me.
I thought you'd enjoy that. You can fact check me if you want. I know there's Charlie does that, which actually, by the way,
Yeah.
He doesn't have a nickname yet. And I know that kind of happens organically, but whether that's a name storm or something coming up, or just find someone that has a vendetta against him for no particular reason to get them to fall up.
Yeah. I've called him in the chocolate factory a few times, but that's pretty basic. No, Reese, you have been magnificent, mate. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast tonight. And you're absolutely one of the most deserving that I could ever think of to be awarded a friend of the show. There's only 28 in the world. So,
and what an honor.
Exclusive club.
What an honor.
Awesome, mate. Thanks. We'll get that out to you. Yeah, we'll speak to you again very soon. Thanks, Reese.
No worries, boys. All the best. Thanks for that.
Now, something that's been majorly appreciated, I think, since we started doing it on the podcast is nicknames for workmates and then mates in general, I think it's built to now. And every time we put out one of these videos on social media, it seems that it just becomes a avenue for more and more people to tell stories of unbelievable nicknames that they have for their mates. So we have some more.
Yes, we do. And the one of the last ones that we did in the last video was Christmas Amper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was really good.
Who played football fantastic. For, I think it was it Man United. Sure. So we've had a bunch of sort of sporting ones sent in. Another ex-English footballer was named Fitzhall. So his teammates called him One Size.
I feel like we've done that one.
I reckon we have too.
We've had that.
Okay. Yeah.
But it is elite.
Okay, yeah. Apologies. There was a hockey player named Larry Goodenough. His nickname, Izzy.
Izzy.
Perfect. definitely haven't had that.
Okay. An English rugby league player named Rob Robertson. His nickname, Two Bob. Okay. And then my last one, not sporting related. Was everyone into Pokemon growing up?
Yeah. Like how to get Pikachu on Uber. Yeah, so. Yeah,
Digimon.
Yeah. I knew it. I knew a really muscular guy who was born with no legs, so we called him Geodude.
If you know Pokemon, that's such a bad joke. Holy fuck.
That's a great joke.
Yeah.
All right. A guy I used to know called Sean Scott had his arm amputated after he blew himself up in the local power plant, now known as Sean Scott No Arm.
It's not great. I mean, it is great, but it's like you feel awkward for laughing, like that kind of one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, Gertie.
Oh, no, yeah, no, you know, loud and clear.
All right. Worked with a bloke called Computer, not because he was particularly smart, but because if you leave him alone for 10 minutes, he'll go to sleep.
Good. I like this one. Mate called Body Parts. Real name, Tony Hancock.
Mannequin.
And I've also got I knew a girl named Caitlin O'Brien or Cobb in Brooklyn.
I know Caitlin O'Brien.
Really?
Yeah.
K-O-B? Or no, doesn't really matter, does it? Yeah, it's both Cobb. Yeah. Who we called Corn Under.
That's good. Excellent. I was the boss's son and called the Rusty Rifle because I didn't work and couldn't be fired.
Nice.
Good. And I worked with a less than smart guy whose name was Albright. We called him Not at Albright.
It's a stinking
it is. That is unfortunate.
Yeah. All right. My dad worked as a mailman with a guy nicknamed Jockstrap because his name was Richard Carrier.
It just made so much more sense. I was reading my next one and finding that really funny, and then it just...
What was that? That took you 3.5 minutes.
Three to four business years to get out.
Genuinely. What the
heck? Richard Carrier. That's the best thing ever. I think that's the best one we've ever had. That's
great. All right, one more. There were three Allens at work. One was Electric Al, another Mechanic Al, and the third, Abysm Al.
That was Abysmal. What you've just done.
Thank you for trying.
Abysmal.
I read all of mine so well and I stuffed up the last word.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, I've got, I knew a guy called Ricochet, which you would think is fake, but it's actually real.
Yeah.
I knew a guy called Ricochet. So he was always called Bounce Back. Just makes sense.
Yeah.
And I had a, this can't be real.
Come on.
I had a mate at school called Uzair. We used to call him Knock Knock.
What was his name?
Uzair. Uzair.
Uzair.
Not real.
It has to be.
They wrote it in. No one lies in this world.
Oh, that's so true. Not.
Absolutely. I had a colleague whose name was Rob Berry, and his nickname was Daylight.
Daylight Rob Robert. Very good. Very good.
All right. And to wrap us up, I worked with an Indian bloke named Dipu, so we called him Winnie.
Winnie Dipu.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for that.
Who sent that in?
I don't know. Oh, no.
Marcus McMillan. And we're going to finish with the game, and this week it is Taboo.
You know that I need a guess from you,
because every word I say is a clue.
The word could be eggplant, snow, or cute. Baby, we're playing the game Taboo.
Nice. Those little squeaks that you hear in the background, that is what you will hear if one of the players in question, which could be any of us tonight, they say a word that is deemed taboo on this. These cards, what color are we doing? Did anyone choose that?
Red.
We're doing red. Mm. Red is the color. So the teams, as always, are Goaty and Mikus, Skin and Lethal, and we take turns in describing the word that is printed, and you can't say any of the words listed on the card or the word that we're obviously trying to guess.
You haven't given me enough, mate.
I haven't given Skin enough, that's for sure. Remember, Skin and I famously won last time. Did we?
Famously is a very loose term.
Yeah. Who's going first?
Jeff, the timer?
You normally go first, but we can go first.
The timer is on here. Yeah.
Do you want us to go first this time? We'll open the batting.
Yeah, okay. You guys open the batting. I need to get the taboo timer. Oh,
I'm so stressed.
Oh, I've actually got it. That's genius. All right. Have I given enough context? You know what's happened?
Yeah, happy.
Thank you. You've been listening for long enough now, I assume. If it's your first time, you'll learn really quickly.
We've got millions of listeners. I'm sure they'll pass it on to the person who's probably sitting there next to them listening.
I've actually never listened to a podcast with another person next to me. Seems like a very individual thing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Okay. Colour is red.
I'm stressed.
I know that, mate.
Okay.
My whole life's been.
3, 2.
Oh, there he goes. There
you're
he
a fucking
goes.
Fucking delay today.
Yeah, sorry. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, you don't body, but not good. Body, but not good.
Body bad.
Yep. Okay. So what's bad? And you need deodorant.
The smell.
Yeah. Body.
Spray?
Come on.
What it?
B.O.
Odor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was good.
I think we gave him enough.
That is hardly my fault. Up until like, how long was that?
Well, I don't know.
I think it's 30 seconds.
Okay. Up until about 20 seconds, it was probably not.
No, chuck us the other ones, mate, in case I get through all of mine.
I wouldn't have thought
you mean? It was like 15.
All right. Come on, Skin. We're very good at this generally. And by that I mean we usually hum.
You should have skipped.
Okay, let's go.
Should have skipped. Body odor is pretty good. What are we playing? You can't pass without the other team getting points? Or?
Yeah. You can't, but it's only
fucking,
one,
how
isn't
fucking
it?
Convenient.
It's only one.
We did that last time, too.
We've done that every time. So you get except for the first one.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Physicist, famous physicist.
Isaac Newton.
No, the other one.
Yeah. Newton before,
very grey hair.
Oh, Albert Einstein.
It takes up most of the middle of Australia.
The Sahara Desert. The desert.
Sahara Desert.
The desert. Minus point for that. That's fucking shit.
Our return merch orders get sent to a
post office.
Oh, that
post box.
Yeah,
nice. We get it.
You
always get one extra guess.
No, you do.
We play that every time. Three.
Charlie's scoring. That's Michelle.
We get three. No, I promise you, we get three. There's always one extra guess after the timer runs out. You know that.
But you also said the Sahara Desert, so swings. <around the desert.
laughs> That was also correct. I said desert within my answer. Yeah. That's all you know.
Oh my.
All right, 3-1. Good luck.
It's hard to win when you're up against cheats. That's what I say.
Why? Who are you guys playing?
Oh, all right. Dave,
ready? 3, 2, 1.
All right. You might find it in the garden in the dirt.
Worms.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All right. So there's lots of pieces. It's like a board.
Chess, checkers.
Nah, lots of...
Oh my god.
When someone dies and they...
Funeral, cask, they, graveyard, grave.
No. I like to... that's it.
You've got three of them. It's all right. He gets one more guess after the siren.
Okay, so he said ghost.
was
ghost
what,
right?
What was the word?
No, but I'm glad he got that me for body odor. That was good.
That's that is a clinic in how to play Taboo.
Charlie, can we get a quick score check, mate? I just need to see how many they need if they're going to win.
See how many we need.
Minus four. Great.
Do you guys want that? Do you want Sahara Desert back?
Can we get Sahara Desert times three, please?
Oh.
All right, it's good. I guess we'll just play for practice.
Okay, sure. Just sit there in silence. Oh, you won by 10. Great.
There you go. Three, two, one. Let's go. If the something it goes hard and you can't eat it, but you can't eat it anymore, particularly something that might be like multigrain or
muesli.
No, like
bread.
Yeah,
stale.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. All right. I have got a bun in the
oven.
Oh, that two, I think. So you win by 14.
That's a disappointing result. Yeah.
Oh, we got two. How many did you get when you went? Three.
Two.
Yeah. Nah, three. Combined total of five. We've done well. Yeah. Well done. That's good Taboo.
We tried our best.
Yeah. See, Lee and Skin and Charlie. I've even convinced Charie. He's now said 5-1. 5-1. You guys got pants.
You just quickly. Did we get one?
Yeah, you got one. Your body odor.
What about all the minus ones we got?
No, that's not.
Oh, that don't count.
They don't give us points. They're just. Yeah. No. They're just. You didn't get a point.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, bad luck. You were close.
We were real close. Yeah. If we just got those last six, we would have been good.
Are you ready to run us through? Who's
Skin's
us through?
Doing it. Skin's been on the tools. I'll let him have this.
You're
one.
In for an X.
Okay, sure. All right.
You ready? Whoa! What happened? That was a small robot.
That was sick.
There you go.
Very nice. All right. You're in for a
X.
If a beautiful woman disagrees with me, I'll immediately change my views. I have no principles. Khan replies, well, maybe you should have some principles. To which the original poster replies, you're right. Maybe I should.
What?
Wait,
are you okay?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, lad?
What's happened? Someone explain that to me. I think I'm dehydrated.
Well, she's a beautiful woman. Right. So if a beautiful woman disagrees with me, I'll immediately change my views. I have no principles. And then the beautiful woman says, maybe you should have principles.
Right.
You're right, maybe I should. So he has changed his principles.
Oh, yeah, well, how was I meant to know that Cun was a beautiful woman?
You've got the photo.
You've got
there.
The photo.
Well, no one else does. We're listening to a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, but Dave puts it on YouTube.
But what if they're not looking on YouTube? Honestly. Some context would have been nice for people listening as a podcast.
Skin, new business idea. Me and you break off from this.
I feel like, am I making a terrible point there? Surely.
Okay, you're not making a terrible point, but consider the fact he's changed his views in the last tweet, so you can probably deduce that it was a beautiful woman.
Don't say deduce.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I'm happy to change my opinion based on the fact that you did use deduce.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I actually put it 40-30, not deduce.
Are you an orange or an apple type of guy?
I'm just going to quickly go to the toilet. What do you need to do, mate?
Yeah, unfortunately, Miggas is on the phone.
Are you okay? Was that good, was it?
I thought it was good. No, I didn't really get a good reaction there. Skin was still loved about the origin apple stuff.
Oh, God.
Well done, Skin. Nearly enough.
Well deduced.
Right, deduced a bit of tears.
That is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Choggies crew. Get in touch via the socials, I would think, firstly. That's at We Got the Chocolates on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, and Twitter /X.
Are we still on Snapchat?
Of course. Yeah. We're everywhere.
I should download Snapchat.
Sure. And in the social bios.
The average age of the platform.
Yeah, it's a good call.
And double the followers.
Not true. In our social bios, you will find... our Linktree, which has a 15% discount code to Betterbeer and LSKD at the moment to help us help you by checking those out as well.
Yep, and also please keep helping us by contributing to the show. You can send in a voice message on the chalk line at our website if you'd like to hear yourself on a future app, or you can also just write in below that if that's your preference.
Comments, YouTube, ratings, reviews, keep them flying, baby. We're going great.
Can you comment?
Have you got palm cards over there? No, mate, it's bloody 9:40, mate. Right? The Colonel's about to shut. Nah, we're flying. Keep them coming.
Yes. We should have read out a rating. Sorry, we forgot to do that. We've been some great reviews left.
Yes, absolutely.
We've enjoyed reading them. So please, we genuinely did, didn't we, Skip? We read a really funny one the other day, but I will get another one for you next week. Next episode. Episode 202. You know, yeah. It's way better.
They're timing. Creeping up, aren't they?
And they're creeping up. We'll hit 200 pretty soon.
Can't wait. What are we going to do?
We should probably do something for us. Yeah. Anyway, as always, it has been a pleasure having you. And if you're out there having a laugh with your mates this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Thomas. Love you.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you guys more.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.